This is the Afternoon Drive Show.
Joining me this afternoon is a gentleman who is no stranger to the idea of bringing a difference in the space of media. It's like Mbiko is the part of TBN Africa. And I think I'm so excited for this conversation and for what Media Impact Africa 2024 is going to be bringing towards the media space. Mr. Mbiko, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the Afternoon Drive.
Thank you so very much, DS. What a privilege. Good afternoon or early evening to you and the listener at home. I love how you say church and impact radio.
Yes, yes, because we partner with the church, you know, and we take hands in ensuring that everybody, when they go to their specific mountain of influence, they make a difference. Maybe let's start first in talking and unpacking the heart behind the Media Impact Africa a conference. Why put this together? Because it's easy for us to kind of stay in our lanes and do what I'm doing in my space, but not really take hands with someone next to me and be able to say, hey, let's sit together and empower each other for the work that we're doing.
You actually had a very beautiful introduction to it when you were talking about the seven spheres of influence, which are also referred to as the seven mountains of society. One of them is the fivefold ministry. One of them, as you rightly mentioned, is media. And one of the, actually those two out of the seven, if you just put them together, they are very powerful. I'm remembering a video of the founder of TBN Africa, Dr. Paul Crouch, when he was holding a small globe in his hand, and he said, if you were to look at what the Bible says about going out there and making disciples of all nations, media has just made things easy for us. There's no need for us to go, because we are already there through the powerful sphere of media. Now, my heart and concern many a times has always been that media is so powerful. And having studied media studies myself, journalism and mass communication, you will realize that media has been used for all wrong things many a times. But if we can be very strategic about how we use media in coming across with a message of the gospel, but also being creative and innovative in how we do these things, then it makes us to be in even a better place in terms of impacting media itself.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure you are glad to hear the word impact.
Very much. It's in the name, perfectly fitting.
Yeah. The heart behind this is, how do we accelerate impact with the gospel through media? That is just the heart behind it. But also the word of God says, where there is unity, God commands a blessing. Mm. Now, can you imagine having seen the itinerary or the program? You see that there are different spheres even within media itself, meaning which you have creative people, you have people that present, you have people that make things. There is finances, there is ethics, there's a whole lot of things. There's the church itself. There is the side of even training ministers so that they can be effective in how they communicate, because you can have a gift, but you need to enhance that gift by ensuring that you have a way of, how do I communicate? One, how do I bring about good corporate governance in what I do? A lot of churches are falling apart because they just focus only on the gift. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's very important for us to look at other aspects that make us to be effective in what we do. This is the heart behind Media Impact Africa. But also, again, in MIA, as we were sitting down with the team and talking about it, I said to them, MIA also stands for missing in action. There is a whole lot of things, dynamic issues that we can talk about in terms of how the world has been in the forefront because of the resources. Now, if we were to come together and be really serious about talking about these resources, and we will find out that there are Christian business people who are interested in putting their money in the gospel. But we always are having that begging mentality, but we don't go out ensuring that we strategically partner with people whose hearts are after the heart of God, and they are in business, and they are in key decision-making areas. So this is the heart behind this. There is a big online platform that has spent a lot of money, not only in South Africa, in the entire Africa. But and when it comes to local content, they have just mastered that. Where are we in terms of those things? Where are we? Why are we not in the forefront? How can companies and organizations from outside of Africa come and really be so powerful in terms of bringing sometimes messages that are not straightforward, that are not within the heart of God, and call it local content? I mean, we are supposed to be very involved in local content. Now, that will require for us to come together, put together strategies. How do we do that? And I tell you, once we do such things, we would be able to have more impact. Here is an example. I was in Zambia last year, and I spoke to an Abraham Kabwe, and he says to me, we have been struggling as Christian creators. I've got 45 people on my WhatsApp. We have created movies, documentaries, and different kind of stuff. We don't have platforms on which to put these things. Mm. If you look at the CEO of AAA Entertain, Mayenze Kebaza, he's going to come and talk exactly about those things, because he buys and licenses movies for the likes of Netflix, and you can name them. Mm. So, and he's a child of God. So this requires for us to say, a platform for Christian producers, let's talk about it. Finances, let's talk about it. Good corporate governance, let's talk about it. The media also, and the different facets of media. How do we produce a 30-second movie, a one-minute movie? Because we have the youth who are not. I was watching today a message by Trevor Noah, and he says there was a fight in some state in the U.S. about information in terms of history. And the other ones were like, no, include the history of the country in textbooks. And the other ones were like, no, they make them feel bad, slavery and stuff like that. And Trevor Noah jokingly says, why are you worried? Because young people don't read textbooks. Where do you find them? On all the social media. Mm. Those are the places where we're supposed to be and be engaging. But we cannot be really compromising about the gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the heart behind this.
And I think this is something so it's encouraging and it's stretching also at the same time, because I'm imagining to myself the idea of stepping into that big platform, being a conduit of bringing Christian media to the forefront is something that I think is daunting. But at the same time, you spoke about the team at AAA Entertain and them being part of the panel on that day. I'm sure it must take a very strong lineup to be able to have conversations that really stretch people to be like, hey, we've got what it takes to have a seat at the table. All the more so, maybe even build our own table. Help us understand who's part of the lineup. What are some of the people? Who are some of the people we can anticipate to be part of the MIA conference?
I'll do that. Actually, to start with is we were having a conversation with Mayenzeke, who does licensing. And if anyone listening has got a movie, a documentary, something that they have produced and feel this is something that needs to be heard, to be listened, to be seen, please come to the conference, because these are the issues that we want to bring about. And we were talking about the very same issue with Mayenzeke. And he says to me, you know, more than 3 million was spent in the story of David and Goliath. And we were talking about it. And then because of whatever it is, it was paused. How can we pause such a powerful story?
Yeah. It's a necessary story.
We will have... Yeah, exactly. Yes, sir. So we will have Pastor Bert Pretorius. He will be opening in prayer for us. He's a very good friend and a very dynamic person. And that's why I said, let's really involve him. We will have, of course, from Discover Digital, Stephen Watson. Stephen Watson is the managing director for Discover Digital. And let me tell you, he has played a big role in helping SABC Plus to be where they are today. So if someone has had a heart of starting a Christian online platform that has got movies, come, this is the place in which we begin to talk about such things. And then we have from the MTN Group, Vikash, Mr. Vikash Bharat. He's the senior manager for video, smartphone, and television. We also have the CEO of Druk, Blow Druk Group, Hardas Siefenster, and he started quite a number of radio stations and also an online platform and all of those things. We just want to sit and hear what are we not only interested in the successes. What are the failures? What are the lessons that we have learned from such things? Because they shape us to be impactful if we want to impact Africa. I've mentioned Mayenze Kebaza. We have got professors. Let me reiterate the fact that we've got UNISA being involved. Yeah. We've got about two or three professors that will be talking about different aspects in terms of training. And some of it, if I were to make an example, has to do with a practical and systematic theology. Systematic theology speaks really to how do you communicate the gospel. That includes the gift that you have been given by God of how you communicate, but how do you enhance it to ensure that other things are involved so that you can be powerful. Mm. And then practical theology also talks about where do we or how do we structure messages so that people don't feel the Church of Christ is about making people eat snakes, drink petrol, doom, and all these things. We really have to look into those things to say we really have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, because at the end of the day, if we grieve the Holy Spirit, we would never be able to be impactful. Mm. We have Taryn Ullman from Bloomburst. Also, she would help a lot when it comes to distribution of content in different places across Africa and even the globe. We have Karel Verhoef from yet another Christian radio station that I really used to be involved with. And we've got quite a number of things. And then maybe I should mention as well, Bruce Mkhize from DSTV. He is head of content in South Africa. Mm. All these things are very vital for us to look into if we want this to be a success.
I think that
I can talk until the sun comes.
That radio background is coming through at this point in time. But one of the things that I'm seeing in this conversation is really just all the stakeholders coming together really to emphasize the importance of Christian media being at the forefront. I said this a little bit earlier on, and I think this conference will be such a pivotal moment to encourage so many other people that are filmmakers, that are content creators, to be able to say, hey, let's come together as believers to be able to make local content that is fitting into the heart of God, to be able to meet the church. Before we wrap up our time together, there's someone who may be listening to this and thinking, who's aimed at this? Is this for the filmmakers? Is this for the church leaders? Who are the people that you're hoping will actually be there at the MIA conference so that a person can be able to say, oh, yes, this definitely includes me?
This is for everyone. I will reiterate this. This is for everyone. You listening at home, this is for you as well. It's very vital that we have an understanding of the mechanics of how media works. So that whenever we contribute, and I'm sure there are times where you have been frustrated by the contribution of a listener, so that we always can know that, okay, this is good to contribute, or I'm wasting time instead of using this time to ensure that the gospel is spread. Also, someone may have an interest in production, in radio, in TV, in media, social media. this is for you as well. Come, you can make connections even before you get more information in terms of what you want to do. So it's for everyone. Might I mention that even the Minister of Communications from Ghana will be part of us.
Yeah, man, it promises to be an absolutely phenomenal time. Lucky, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I look forward to us gathering at the MIA conference. I think it's going to be a phenomenal getting together. And I think a key part of Christians coming together to really spread the gospel in media as one of the mountains, one of the seven mountains of influence. And yes, I think, man, what you're going to be doing through that place, yeah, it's out of this world. So thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Osi, thank you so much. May God richly bless you. Continue being impactful. And listening to you every Friday when I drive, as I'm going to be doing this, I always hear your smile. Keep it up.
Thank you very much. Really, really appreciate it from that. That's how we wrap up this conversation with Lucky Mbiko, the MD of TBN Africa.
This is The Afternoon Drive Show.